Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this Monday, October 2nd, 2017 workshop to order at 6:30 p.m. And if you would please rise for a short private invocation, asking for wisdom and understanding for our leaders tonight and for God's help in this city. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Make note that the council is all present tonight. And I'll move to item 1.04, citizen input. Citizen who would like to address the city council? Okay. Hearing none, I'll move to item 2, our consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
I'll make that.
Second. Okay, motion made by Councilman Snyder, seconded by Councilwoman Doro. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to the approval of our agenda tonight. I need a motion.
I make a motion we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion made by Councilman McCourty and seconded by Councilman Everett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to our current business. 4.01 is the public hearing on revenue sources for 2018. And I'd like to open that public hearing at 6:32 p.m. and ask our city finance officer, Spencer Williams, to give us a report and a recommendation.
Okay, thank you very much. As we're well into our budget process for the year, and one of the things that we need to do early on in that process is just have a little review of the revenues that we're anticipating receiving for the new year. Just to give a little bit of background on how we develop our revenues, we have a bunch of different areas that we go to get good solid estimates for the city. We want to have our projected revenues as high as we can, but at the same time we don't want to project them too high so that we get halfway through the year next year, we find out we don't have all the money that we were planning on, and so there's kind of a tricky balance. One of the things that I do is I review information that's provided by MRSC, the Municipal Research and Services Center. They provide great information. They talk about a lot of different state taxes, changes in laws in Olympia, and how that's going to affect the city. And so I take all that information into consideration. I look at trends, look at the last couple of years, and if we see a trend where certain revenue has increased by about 3% a year, then it's probably pretty safe to assume that trend is going to continue. We have a conservative approach to our budgeting, and that's something that the budgeting revenues and expenses, and that's something that has served us well in the past, saved our bacon a couple of times when we've had unexpected things come at us from Olympia. But anyway, so I've carried that same idea of budgeting the revenue and the expense side for into this year. These are the main revenues, the main funds that we deal with. We have the reserve funds also for each one of these. And I didn't put those up there because generally the reserve funds get the water reserve fund gets its money from the water fund. And so I didn't put those up there for that reason. These are the main revenues. Some of the items up here that are significantly bigger than last year, the general fund taxes item is about $1.7 million, almost $1.8 million bigger than last year. And that's because on the other end of the spectrum down here, we don't have a utility tax fund. So we're taking all that utility tax fund and presenting it into the general fund for the new year. That's one of the big things. We also have property taxes are in here. It's about $1.6. There's $1.6 million. 1609, I think. For this year, we've seen that this number increase about $30,000 every year. I don't have the official number from the county assessor. Ultimately, I go with their numbers. But
in lieu of receiving that number, I've just used that set about 30% increase in this revenue for now. Once, maybe at the mid-November, I think, is I'll get a more exact number from the assessor's office. And as I get those updated numbers, I just start working them into our budget. So when we're passing the final budget, all of our revenues are as close as we can get them to being, well, the best guess. Ultimately, it's a guess, but the most educated guess we can muster.
So the taxes that you're talking about for the general fund are property tax. Is there a portion of sales tax there?
Yes, so that's the next thing. The sales tax that we get is split 50-50 between the general fund and the street fund. So in the street fund, we can see its sales tax is just this number right here, $707,000. And so there's $707,000 of this number here under the general fund. It is the general fund portion of that tax.
So sales tax is... Do you have it?
$770,000.
About 770?
Yeah.
So you minus that from 4288, is that what you're saying?
It's split in half.
It's in there.
It's in there, yeah, that's okay. What I mean, yeah.
And then
it's
you got,
yeah.
And then you got property tax.
Property tax, yeah, about
1.64
for this year. And that's another piece of this. And then we have a bunch of other smaller taxes. We have for, if, I don't want to cut you out, were you asking for another?
Those are the two big ones.
We also have 1.7 million utility taxes in here. So that's water, sewer, natural gas, electric, telephone, the utility tax items. Those are there. And just those few items that we mentioned are probably 80-90% of that number. Other than that, we have 100,000 for a number of other smaller taxes. I can get you a comprehensive list if you would like. And we have a bunch of different things for law enforcement. We get 10,000 here, 20,000 there, and so
okay.
Those are a lot of state items. Let's see. So yeah, the street fund, sales tax there, the TBD here. We this year we're receiving about this number here, $340,000, and so we're building that same number into the new year. The water, sewer, solid waste, the main source of revenue from those funds, well, 99.99% of the revenue from those funds is just service revenues, and so we look at our rates and how those are going up, and we calculate that to get our revenue for the year. Other than that, we have other little small interest items or fines and things like that, but those are just almost nothing. Tourism, we typically receive about $45,000 a year, and with the REIT money, this is a very typical revenue for the REIT fund. And ultimately, we take all of these revenues, our beginning fund balance, our new revenues, which is we shift for the year. We take our beginning and everything new, and we have our money to work with for the year. And when we're working through our master budgets, I'll put something together very similar to last year's, where we'll start with these numbers here, or I'll organize our revenues with our expenses, and then what's left over, so we can start looking at purchasing other items, you know, another bathroom for the parks and other items that we want to be able to do for the year. With that, that's really a brief overview of the revenues for the year and how we develop those revenues for the year and continue to develop them. If you have any questions, I can take those.
The intergovernmental transfers. Is that just taking one thing out of
this right here?
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is going to be grants.
Grants?
So this number, like in the street fund, this number last year was over a million. There was, oh,
First Avenue?
Was it for First Avenue? So, yeah, First Avenue was a big piece, there's support Avenue 7 there. But as we get those grants, most of them are maybe 90% grants, so that other 90% will be in there. And we'll just grow that as we go throughout the year.
Any other questions of Spencer, council? All right, with that, I'd like to open the public testimony. That'll take in three parts. Those in support of this revenue plan for 2018, those neutral to the proposal, and those in opposition. Is there anyone here to speak to any of those three issues? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close the public testimony. Council, do you have any additional questions about this revenue report from Spencer? And we'll continue it on into our budget hearings?
I would like to just mention that I've been throwing it around in the fire committee meetings, the fire department committee meetings. I brought a copy of my tax structure for the city of Othello. But we talked about this in that strategic planning in the little gal that does our lobbying for us in the state, who's a lawyer, mentioned that basically the city of Othello does not charge for firefighting, but they could if they had a department. You could actually create a department and charge a tax to support that fire department. Right now, the county are being charged, people that live within the county are charged a tax for Fire District 5. We collect ours in our general fund on our, basically in our tax.
We just pay it out of our general fund.
Yep.
We're not getting any additional money, is what your point is.
No, but we could, if we created a department for it, that we could, then we could tax for it. And, you know, I don't know, $18, $20 a household, how much money that would give us, but it could give us a department, it could give us a person that, you know, the fire department right now is looking for an additional person. They're looking for numbers. And if you had a combined fire department, you know, a number's a number, it's a head count thing. I'm just saying, it's something that we should consider, because we did have it at one time. But it's a source of revenue to the city that we wouldn't get, we would have to pay out of the general fund to support another firefighter.
So would we, I think we asked this question, would we have to take a public vote?
No. Not according to
Brianna.
Brianna. But we can run it by Kelly to get a better definition of what it would require. But I'm just saying, guys, we should consider it. You know, it's a, you know, think about it in your mind, talk to people about it. Ask if that's something they'd be willing to pay additional for in their tax, you know, their property tax. But I don't know, how many households do we have roughly, Spencer?
With utilities, about 21, 22.
21, 22. 100?
Yeah, sorry.
And, you know, if, let's say you charge $20 per household for that, give you a pretty good, you know.
It's about 80 grand.
But, sorry, that didn't add up to
$44 grand.
Huh? For salary and benefits, I wouldn't pay for a person.
Okay, then we'd have to think about what we would have to, you know, what would be required.
Yeah. What we would need to do is we would need to put together a plan, how much the plan would cost, and then, you know, the usual process, we'd go through that.
I've been talking to different people about it, and I did mention it at strategic planning meeting. It's been something that I've been, you know, and you could say no, John, that's really
wrong. Do you remember what number they came up with last year as far as what they were looking for extra money that they were asking for?
That's going to be
for firefighters.
That's
they were asking for $40,000 for sure.
And then I think it was, went up to 75 or 80,000 a second. Something like that.
Yeah, it was either 40 or 60.
Yeah. And it's based on an index. It's based on a escalation of property values within the city. So that presentation is going to be made to us here shortly, right, Wade?
It's part of the budget process. It's supposed to come. My understanding is it.
But we were going to bring something to the council mm-hmm. pretty soon. Because we just had a meeting on that the other night, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so you'll know exactly what it is that they're asking for, but it's not us per se to pay for an additional person. It's us. It's going to escalate in a 3-year period to almost, what, 200,000?
It's about 240,000 right now.
Yep.
And so over the next, it was about 4 or 5 years to escalate. I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me tonight. It was about 40 to 60,000 a year.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. There was a big jump the first year, 40 to 60. Then after that, I want to say it was about 20,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's closer to that.
I end up only being 100 and something thousand.
That's what I was saying. There's only about 100 grand on top of what we are at right now.
Yeah. So if we're at 240 now, it was going to finish at 340.
350
after 4 years or something.
After, yeah.
Okay.
It starts over again, and you look at the next 4 years.
Oh, that took a long time to look at that one. So,
no.
Yeah, I know. So let me give you a translation of what John's saying. During the budget process, Adams County 5 is going to come with another proposal. And what John is saying, we need to be ready. We need to begin to say, okay, appreciate what you come up with, but the city is looking at over the next 3 years putting together its own fire department again. And so we're in the process of studying that. And I think we as a council have to make a decision. We're either going to go down their road or we're going to go down our own. And we have limited resources. We're a small community. The county has limited resources. It's a small community. The reason they joined together was that they just decided to join forces and because it was less expensive to be a whole rather than two separate entities. But that decision was made over 15, 18 years ago. And since then, the city has grown and has continued to grow. And so at some point, and at how long does that make sense? And while that's outside the process of this public hearing, which I'm about to close, we can't just go into this next presentation that they have without having done some of our own thought. And that's really what John is saying. Let's begin to do some of our own thought. Mark has been on that committee for years, and Corey's now, you're not a member?
John and Eugene.
Oh, John and Eugene now, okay. And you, okay. So we'll be looking for you guys to help steer the ship. And I think the appropriate time would be to bring up that information when they come to bring their presentation during our budget process. Does that make sense?
Well, we're going over revenue sources, and that's a revenue source. Mm-hmm. If you have your own fire department, any size fire department, you can charge for it and tax on your property taxes for a fire department. That's all I'm saying. We're talking about revenue sources, and that's one that we're overlooking right now today. And there is a situation where the district is asking for additional manpower. We could raise money to supply our own person, but he would be a firefighter. He would be an additional source for the district. He would work with the district.
Is anybody, do you have any idea when they're planning on coming?
It'll be late this month or early in November. So, yeah, we've got about a month or so. Okay. Having, is any other further?
To see that plan before they come.
Of course. Any other further revenue question, okay, statements? Because I'm about to close, yeah. I'm going to close that and you can bring that back up, right back up. All right, then I'm going to close public hearing at 6:51 p.m. on the 20,018 revenue sources. And now, did you have another comment, John?
Well, I can bring it up under new business, but I believe that where we're at in our committee, where they left it with us at the end of the last committee meeting, was that they're prepared to make the deal final. And so if we don't have something in front of us to already look at and to start considering, then we're behind the ball. Mm-hmm. Because the county right now, the county fire district, the last thing they said to me and Mark was, we're waiting to hear back from you.
Well, that's why I do think we need to see the city's plan before they come to us.
Right. Yeah, because otherwise you're going to look bad if you just say no, but you don't have anything in place or idea.
Not as they did when they come and ask for $60,000, and then we said why, and they said, "Oh, just forget it."
Yeah, well, we'll look even worse. So, yeah, we don't want to do that. So, let's. I'm going to rely. It's not an overnight thing to get it.
But if they're just waiting to hear back from us, they.
No, I don't see how it's going to take us a good. We would have to transition into a fire department. We couldn't just overnight.
No, that's
budget year.
No, John's just talking about the numbers.
I'm just talking about in the future. Right. You know, if we numbers decide this point, to, you guys keep it in your mind. I'm not trying to convince you that that's the thing to do, but keep it in your mind that there is that opportunity available to us as a city to do something like that. Okay.
I'd like to find out if we can't, I don't know, Wade, if you can check into this a little bit too, if we can't start some type of fire prevention tax or something like that without our own private fire department, because she said that she wasn't 100% sure about that.
I would imagine, you know, no taxation of that representation. That's why I just wrote myself a note to check on legality of what you just said. Even though she said that, I would still question that we could levy a tax on our citizens, thus,
right,
without a vote of the citizens.
Right. I'm talking about the part of, you know, and that's fine if it needs to go to a vote or whatever, but I mean, we have our own fire trucks, so that there to me would be something that would need to be paid for, so that should be something of representation.
You're right, Eugene. We have our own fire
building, trucks,
equipment,
yeah,
that we
needs to be maintained.
That we actually
needs to be maintained.
Even if we don't hire another person, we've got what, a $750,000 fire truck coming up here before long that we're going to have to pay for. So we need to start figuring how we're going to budget for all this stuff also.
Well, I think we
then,
I know we have, but.
We discussed that last year. In fact, you all put an additional monies into the budget, I believe, to add to that fund. But as far as a specific tax, like a fire prevention tax, I've never heard of such a thing, but it could be.
So the contract with the district, the meetings we've been having as a committee, we've been ironing out the paragraphs and what the paragraphs, you know, represented 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and what they should represent now, current time. Wade's been doing a lot of that work and getting that ironed out with the county. And so they have a contract that they want, basically, they believe has been presented to us, and they're waiting for us to approve it.
Okay, well, I think you got two scenarios going on. You got their contract, which I believe the council needs to review and be ready to comment. And the second, we need to begin to do some investigative work to find out what it would cost and what it would take to put together our own department and how we could fund it. So With that, I'm going to move on in our agenda to our public hearing, this item 4.02, public hearing on the development agreement for Sand Hill Estates. And I'll open that public hearing at 6:55 p.m. And to say that we're not ready yet for a presentation.
That's correct.
And that I would like to then move or continue that public hearing then to next Monday night. And hopefully we'll have a developer's agreement ready for the council to consider. So with that, I will close the public hearing at 6:56 p.m., continuing it until next Monday night on the 9th of October. And then we'll move to item 4.03, a discussion on well number 3. As you're aware, well number 3 went down, and staff has been working since our last city council meeting to bring back some information, and I believe, Terry, you have some information for the council about well 3.
Yes, I do. Good evening, Mayor and Council. A few things here, just to kind of give council a brief. When they removed the pump, they found a broken line shaft coupler at 390 feet down. It was a vertical break on the coupler. They tried to check shafts due to the pitting. There's about 710 feet of line shafts that need to be replaced. Due to the pulling of this well three different times, the column couplers need to be replaced on it. They're showing some stress and sign. Steven and Pat, or Chris, told me that there was some, the hole's crooked, we know that, and there's some side pressure on that, creating that to do what it's doing. The head shaft has significant packing wear and has already been flipped, as we put it in the last time, to save the cost of that. So there's a couple of things, some wear rings that spun out at the top on the bowls that can be fixed. So there's a few things there from the damage done from the coupler. I came back with about three options for council to consider. One was, option one is probably the least, is to rebuild it and put it back in the hole, pump it. You know, chances are it'll be back out in 3-4 years. It's just an option. Option two that was presented to us was a submersible, to drop it in a hole, 200 horse submersible. Chris said that if you dropped the submersible in, you'd have to put a collar, weld a collar on the coupler, run your well casing wire through it. No guarantees that that crooked hole, if you dropped it down there, that he wouldn't chafe that wire and have to pull it back. It's a high risk move. Probably not the best. And three was to, and he kind of agreed with this one here, was to abandon the hole that we have and move over and set over and drill a new hole. Machinery you got, rebuild the pump you have, stick it in and pump it to the house.
And Terry, the output on those three options, the well output would be?
Say that one more time.
The well output for those three options we just talked about?
In gallon per minute?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't give me a gallon per minute on that 200 horse submersible, but currently the pump that you have in the hole, I've gone back through the records, and the highest we pumped out of that was 1324, 1254, 45 to 1324, and I stand corrected. I owe John an apology because I mentioned it was 400 gallons per minute when it went down. That's well 8. This one was 707, and so that's just before it went down. So it was turned down. So we can pump a little more and not create some air. Then it broke the shaft and went down. So it does have the capability, the hole. There's good water up there. Dan says there's good water up there. Chris said there's water up there. So chances are moving over, punching another well, 850, 900 feet, and using what you have and going back in, you're going to have a new well, a straighter hole, and then be able to pump to the house that we currently put all the VFDs in here a couple years ago, and then pump to the system. Would probably be the option that I would suggest to council, and that'd be up to council there.
Council.
So let me just add a couple of things first. So, you know, those three options there, the third option, which, you know, if we want to keep well three, is probably the best option. The problem is, and Spencer, I forgot to ask you this earlier, but what's, how much do we have in the water fund right now, if we were going to go dig it?
It's close, at the end of this year, it should be about $700,000.
$700,000, right. And so that was money we're going to put against a well 10 to do, as you all know, we talked about that plan, and add that with grant money to do well 10, and hopefully get some money from the capital budget. You guys know we're working with that, to also do another standby of another of the reservoir. And so this would impact that a little bit. We'd have to look at that and see. That's the bad news. Good news is, if we could get it back up to 1,400 gallons a minute, it may be enough to bridge over to that. So what we would look at, if we went down that road of drilling another hole, would be to make sure we check with our water expert, Tim Flynn, and see what his thoughts were on that. And then we'd have to do some engineering. We don't have the cost, so don't ask us how much it costs. We have some cost, but it's just to be a wild guess. We know what the cost is for well nine. We also know that well nine was, you know, we had to run pipe in, we had to build a well house, and all kind of stuff. This is drilling another hole with that. And some, there'll be some engineering cost, not like it was well nine, but Department of Health pretty much forces us to have an official engineering report. So it's not like, you know, if you're out there on a, you got a farm somewhere, you want to come out and drill a well. This is a question I ask. Can you just come out there and punch it? Yeah, they can, but we're a municipality, so it's a different system. So we have to do some engineering stuff. So an estimate of cost, I don't know, compared to figure, it could be as much as, you know, $300,000 or $400,000 for that. It may be more, maybe less, but I'm not, we're not going to speculate, but just give you a ballpark number as we go down the road. So what we're asking council basically is, do you want us to pursue getting all the numbers and stuff for drilling another hole and see what it's going to cost, and then looking at if that makes sense for the long term. We don't want to do a short-term fix that's going to hurt us in the long run. So it's going to take some weeks to do that. That's the, you know, bad news. Good news is we're, all the other wells are running okay now, and we're just going to have to make sure one doesn't go down. If so, we'll have to crank up well six, and that still puts us in a situation we don't want to be in, but we'll have enough water for this time of year, because people are going to start watering some of your, have stopped watering your lawns, everything else. So that'll help us. So we got a little breathing room to do that. Still sort of an emergency because the plants are still processing, still using water, but we need to get something fixed before the next year. So if that's council, so questions, I guess, from council at this point.
So you just want a consensus?
I'm sorry?
You want a consensus?
We just need a consensus to say, hey, go down and run down that path to see if we want to drill any hole. There's some other issues here. Didn't
get us some numbers.
Was there any numbers on Plan A?
Pardon me?
Was there any numbers on Plan A? Just out of curiosity. I agree with the C plan, but I'm just curious on the A.
Plan A was to do the refurbish and put it back in the hole. Mm-hmm. That was going to be an additional $100,000, I think. So
it's 100 and so total 28 for the pull and inspection, and 100 and
I definitely think we need to check the other way. Definitely.
And then the submersible was going to be,
I don't think that's even worth investigating.
We don't think we get the we don't think we get the water out of the submersible that we need. It'd last, you know, submersibles don't last that long either.
In the bottom of your well.
Right. So, and there's some other issues that we need to address too. So, we'll get that information to you. It's probably going to take 2 or 3 weeks to report back, and we'll probably end up meeting with the water committee first.
So, Spencer, you're talking about utilizing the revenues generated from the water fund this year.
If we do this in the next year, then we would have next year's revenue.
But we're not even talking about releasing money from the water reserve funds, because we do have money in the water reserve funds.
That's the water reserve fund. That's what I should have asked.
700 grand.
700 is the water reserve fund. Mm-hmm.
That's what we got left in the water
end of the year
reserve fund.
Well, that's about the water and the water reserve fund each have a minimum fund balance of 200,000. So you could say we have 700,000 plus those 200 reserves. So
$400 more.
Yeah.
With the reserves.
Yeah.
Well, in the water reserve fund. So we had quite a bit in that water reserve fund, water sewer reserve fund.
We depleted that.
Separate fund. Sewer fund does. Sewer has money, but it's a separate fund. Yep. I wanted to ask Terry, how deep is well number three right now?
Right around 800. The bull set's at 770.
Okay. So if we went to like 850, 900, we could set the bull deeper, less chance of...
I think so. I mean, we've lost a little bit of water level, water table up here, so setting it a little deeper gives us a little more water above the bulls. With the VFD, we can regulate it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tim came in and talked to you. He might, you know, suggest going deeper because we don't know where the holes finish at. It could be in the upper layer of the one of them, and there might be a better source of water in the middle or bottom of the one of them, which could be another 100 or 150 feet deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get back to that 1,300 gallons a minute, which would double the output at 700 GPM right now, so...
That's all good scenarios.
You know, having Tim take a look at it, if he's going to be the one that we go to get the engineering done...
So that'll be some cost to have Tim evaluate that, obviously, so... I assume you guys would approve that.
Yes.
Move forward, because we need to proceed forward smartly and not make a mistake.
Yeah.
The money makes sense.
I just want to remind the council that 2 years ago, we had like 40 straight days of 100-degree weather. We had that well down. We had well six down. We had wildfires in the state, and we literally had a gun to our head. We had to get these wells back up online. And so we went the cheap route. And now, 2 years later, we're back again at the same place. And so if you're all in consensus that let's at least explore the path of a much better long-term fix, I think that's probably better money spent than, I mean, we didn't really have a lot of choices last time. Now we're in a more favorable time of the year where you don't have the use nor the temperatures. And I think that this being done right, we, you know, really good case scenario would be double the output, and equipment that would last for maybe another 10 years without any interruption or maybe even more. So I think that's a wise idea, and if you guys all agree, we would ask staff to then move forward in that direction.
So can I ask another question related to this one?
No.
Yes. With this well being down, is that going to delay the work on six?
No, we're still working on that.
Separate. People working on separate things.
Yeah.
No, I know that, but if you take number three's offline, and in order to do the work on six, you need to take it offline for a period. Are we going to have enough water from the other sources?
Right now, we're doing fairly well. Right now, we're doing fairly well. Six hasn't ran for probably 3 weeks.
Okay.
So we've done very well. Cooler temperatures, and so we're holding our own right there.
Who's doing the work on six?
Well, we're doing the scope. We're actually breaking that scope down to see what we need, what we don't need. We've gotten down to the finer stuff of it, and it's trying to get it to a reasonable cost to be able to accommodate both sides of that, the generator versus the VFD. But we would never take it down if we were in a situation like this and drop it out and put ourselves at risk.
So, answer your question. It might delay it a bit, but our goal would be to have well three up and running, the revised well three and well six before next season. So we'd have to move forward. That would be our goal, whether we meet it or not, you know, yet.
Yeah, three would, I would think, I'd feel better if three was running before I dropped six out.
And three, since we have all the stuff, correct me if I'm wrong, Chair, since we have all the stuff in place, you know, we'll have to build a well house, we'll have to do all that stuff, the piping, punch the hole, test it, get it approved, get it perfected and whatever else, and online, and then we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Extended process.
We ran into this, you know, 2 years ago. The job of a city is to supply. And the question was, can we supply? And we still need to supply, so that doesn't go away. All right. Any further discussion on well number three? Let's move on to any... Yes, Terry, thank you.
So I'll bring back some harder numbers in engineering and let you guys decide which way you want to go.
Yeah, once we get that, we'll meet the water committee to see if they have any other refinements before we bring it before council. And bring it before council after that.
I like that idea.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any item five, any unfinished business tonight? Hearing none, we'll move to item six. Is there any new business tonight to come before our council? All right, hearing none, and having no further business, we'll adjourn our meeting tonight at 7:11 p.m. Thank you.